To overcome a bad habit, you have to replace it with a good habit. Hi, my name is Victoria Hebuzo, and you're welcome to this episode of Raw Thoughts Podcast. Hey you, how you doing? It's so wonderful to have you here on the other side of this phone, listening to me. Let me start by saying good morning, because this is 12 a.m. Yeah, that's when I'm actually recording this work right now, 12 a.m. And I'm just lying down. I just made my hair and I have this pounding headache. But I just felt I should, you know, take this quiet moment to talk to you and share my thoughts with you. After all, it's Raw Thought Podcast, right? Okay, so I do hope that you are staying well and staying safe in this crisis times, in this coronavirus crisis times. It's been a roller coaster out there ever since the outbreak of the virus, and the world is literally at a standstill right now. But what can we do? We cannot come and kill ourselves and die and run away. We just gotta survive. So try as much as possible to stay positive and try as much as possible to make sure you're getting your news or your information from the right sources. Don't allow fake WhatsApp news fill your ears and cause you to panic. Okay? You are still very much alive. So, hey, just try as much as possible to survive. Yeah. Well, as for me, since the beginning of the whole pandemic, I have had to, you know, reevaluate myself. You know, I have started a few new projects here and there, and I'm doing a lot of personal rebranding for myself. I am, you know, just trying as much as possible to stay busy and stay productive. Okay, so I just recently started, sharing content, valuable social media growth content on my page, on Instagram and on Facebook, because I'm a social media savvy person and I've not really had time to share my knowledge and ideas and skills in that area. So I just thought, okay, now that I have some time in my hands, because of the whole COVID thing, I've had to drop some things that the COVID stuff has been affecting. Or is currently affecting. So I just had to drop some things and then, you know, fill up my time with other things. So yeah, it's been cool, been growing so far, so good, you know. But hey, the whole reason for this podcast is to share with you my thoughts, you know. It's more like a diary session for me. Make it tell you as it did do me. A lot of people see me and feel that I have this perfect life and I have everything going for me. Whoa, that is Victoria Hebuzo. Yay, that's Vicky Lonia. This is a lady who has up to 4 businesses that she's running. Ooh, I bet she has this big house and cars and she's making a lot of money. Nah. Just so you know, nada. It's not really like that. Yeah, I'm not starving, but point is, I'm not as rich as you think I am. And my life is not that perfect, actually. There are days when I just sit here and I just cry because I'm confused and I don't know what to do with myself. And I just feel like I'm neither going backward or going forward. I just feel so rooted at a spot and I just don't know what to do myself. So, well, it's okay, right? I at this point, what I just try to do is take a deep breath, right? And just say thank God. Yeah. Thank God for where I am. And I thank God for where I'm heading to. I thank God also for where I'm coming from. So, like I will always say, Rathat Podcast is a place for me to share my thoughts with you so that you can know me, at least. Know me away from the businesswoman, creative woman you see or you hear about. Just know me for me. Okay? Know me for me. Yeah. So, that's the reason why today I'll be sharing with you how I was able to overcome my addiction to masturbation. Yeah, I used to be a chronic masturbator, like so bad I couldn't do without it. It was just something I could never ever overcome. So let's start from the very beginning. Now, the whole idea here is to let you know that it's okay for you to, you know, feel like, you know, you don't know your left from your right. It's okay for you to feel that way. You are a human being, so you're prone to a lot of things. No one is perfect. We can only strive to be perfect. Yeah. So, let's start from the very beginning. It's a very good place to start. Who listens? Who has actually watched or seen the movie Sound of Music? Yeah. Yeah. That's where I got that line from. All right. When I was barely 10 years old, I stumbled upon my father's stock of porn magazines. And being a very curious little girl, I started reading these porn magazines. Mind you, I wasn't up to 10 years old yet. I kept on reading these magazines, and you can imagine a less than 10-year-old girl beginning to feel sexual urges. Yeah, that was where my curiosity led me to. So I became sexually aware of myself. And the more I read the magazines, the more I began to feel these urges I couldn't control anymore. And I decided to stop practicing what I was reading. Well, since I obviously could not go looking for men to have sex with, I started, you know, exploring myself. I started exploring my sexuality. I started studying my body, you know. And then the very first day I ever masturbated, you know, I actually didn't know that I was masturbating. I just started reading the porn magazine that day, and I started feeling a tingling, you know, that tingling, that sexual tingling, you know, in my private areas. I just started feeling it. And I was wondering, what do I do? And then before you know it, I was fondling myself. And while fondling myself, I felt this huge ball of pleasure hit me. And for a split of a second, I felt like time had stopped. And then, you know, the earth just stopped revolving around the earth for a split second. And after that split second, everything just came crashing down and back to normal again. Yeah, that was me having my first orgasm ever from masturbation. And it was like the best moment of my life. And after that day, I couldn't stop masturbating. It became a part and parcel of me. I got through secondary school, I got through university, and I was still masturbating. Even when I finally was able to have actual sex, I was still masturbating. At first, it was a normal thing for me. But then I began to realize that, oh wow, I couldn't actually stop. Like, the day, anytime I try to stop, it feels like I am under withdrawal from cocaine. Like, I can just be myself. The minute the urge just comes in, I just have to do it. And mind you, every single time I finish masturbating, I always feel depleted. Okay, yeah. Especially when I began to realize that I couldn't stop masturbating. I began to realize how mentally, emotionally and psychologically draining it was for me, because I began to realize, that I really couldn't stop. And the more I tried to stop, the more I did it. The more I went deeper into it. Okay, yeah, let's say biblically, yeah, biblically, like the Bible preaches, or rather, there's no place in the Bible that talks about masturbation, basically, but yeah, as Christians, we know it's a sin, okay? But medically or scientifically, masturbation is okay, just as long as it's not a chronic thing. It's okay because it relieves physical stress, mental stress. It also helps one to explore their sexuality. It increases it helps to increase sexual libido and all that. Yeah. But that is supposed to be a once in a while thing. Okay? It's not supposed to be a chronic thing. For me, it was not a once in a while thing. It was a chronic thing for me. I just couldn't stop. I just couldn't. And that's when it became a problem for me. When I realized that I couldn't stop it, that's when it became a problem for me. It was then I badly needed to stop masturbating. Now, I don't like to hide things in my relationship. Whenever I'm dating someone, I'm always very open to the person. But you see, my addiction to masturbation was something I never told anyone. I never talked about it in my relationship, even my best friend. Up till this very moment that I'm talking about this, she never knew about my addiction to masturbation. I know she knows that I'm a sexually, a heightened person. I'm a sexually oriented person, but I never told her about my addiction to masturbation. That's because I really felt, really bad that I couldn't stop it. I never told any of my boyfriends, at least any of my exes. I never did, because it's just I just couldn't bring myself. I could talk about the worst things ever, but I just couldn't talk about this. It was my personal demon. Okay. So, recently I started dating again, and this relationship and this man that I love so much, I'm really willing to take this whole thing further. Okay. I'm open to the idea of marriage, and I'm looking at it getting to that point. And I knew that I didn't want to go into that level of commitment without being able to talk to my partner about my worst demons. So I had to summon up courage, and I had to tell him that, hey, I am addicted to masturbation. And you know what he said? He said he suspected it. Yeah. He said he suspected it, but that he just didn't, he just felt if it is, if truly I am, then I would let him know. I would tell him. He said he suspected it because of some things I have said to him about my sexual life. Yeah. So, and he also said that he too was once addicted to masturbation, and that he has been able to overcome it. So I asked him, how did you do it? Because I really want to. I really, really want to. I really want to stop it. And then he said to me that he once read a book, and in that book, he said there was a statement in that book that really helped him change. the statement said, if you want to stop a bad habit, you have to replace it with a good habit. He wanted to stop the bad habit of masturbation. But in order to stop a bad habit, you have to replace it with another habit so that you don't leave that part of your life. You don't leave a vacuum in your life. So, what did he do? Anytime he felt the urge for masturbation, or anytime he felt the need to masturbate, he would take his phone and then he would go to a website called go.com. And then he would go there and read up on all the latest sports news and information. Funny, right? But that's actually what he did. He said that that was exactly how he actually developed a passion for football, for sports in general, but for football, yeah. That was how his passion for soccer came, because he was trying to overcome masturbation. And he felt probably reading sports news, would bore him to the, would take away the urge for it. And it actually worked. And somehow he developed a passion for football through that. So that's what he did over time. Of course, he backed it up with lots of prayers, and counseling. Yeah. But that's what he did, basically. Okay. He had to replace it with a good habit. So I asked myself, what other habits are you going to replace this bad habit of masturbation with? Well, we prayed about it, and I really expressed my feelings to God that I really wanted to stop, and I didn't want to do it again. I didn't want to be addicted to masturbation anymore, and I wanted to stop. And I really needed his help. I have prayed so many times about stopping it, but this time around, I really wanted to stop it. And I needed all the help. And if replacing it with a good habit is what's going to work, then he should help me do this to make it work. So, finally, I got something working. So anytime I felt the need to masturbate, this is what I did. I would remember the conversation I had with my boyfriend. I would remember that heartfelt prayer. I would remember my need to have a better relationship with God. And when I remember all this, I think of heaven and hell and how God is probably weeping. And then the feelings would just gradually move away. And then coupled with that, anytime I feel the need to masturbate, whatever it is I was doing at that point, before the feeling comes, I just try as much as possible to make sure that it's not that thing that it's making me, want to masturbate. And if I come across anything that makes the urge to come, I just move away from that thing immediately. And gradually, I was able to at least, say no to it. And right now, I can categorically say that for a long while now, I have not masturbated. Well, it is, for me, it's a great news. It's a big achievement for me, because I remember how bad it was Yeah, the urge does come. It does come. But each and every time it comes, I always overcome. And I thank God for that. So, if you're like me, addicted and enslaved to masturbation, and you feel like you can never ever grow out of it, you need to ask yourself this question. Have you spoken to someone about it? Because I realized that immediately I was able to open to my boyfriend, I could feel this sudden burden move away from me. Have you told someone about it? Have you confided in someone? Have you prayed about it? Have you really expressed your sincere need to overcome it? Next thing is, what other habits would you use as a substitute for the bad habit of masturbation? First, you have to accept that you are addicted to it. Because at first, I didn't want to admit it. I didn't want to accept it. I just felt it's no, I'm not. I'm over it. I'm bigger than this. But the more I denied that I was addicted to masturbation, the more I fell into it. So, yeah, you have to first of all accept that you are addicted to it. Then you have to confide in someone you trust. Then, after that, find a good habit to replace this bad habit. Don't forget to pray and always pray about it. This is what worked for me, and I believe that it can work for you too. Whoa, okay. So, that's my story. Am not perfect, but I'm getting there. And this is one of my achievements in life, overcoming the spirit of masturbation. And I am happy about that. Well, I will be looking out for your comments. Probably you want to tell me about how you overcame yours. I don't know. Say something. Just hit the message button. If you're listening to this podcast from the Anchor FM app, yeah, just hit the message button there and send me a message. It's of course it's gonna be a voice message. Or you can just follow up on Instagram at Raw Thoughts Podcast and drop your comments there. You know, say something. Yeah. I hope I've been able to motivate and inspire you in my story. And like I said, I'll always keep it raw. Yeah. That's how I do it here, Raw Thought Podcast. All right. I'm gonna go to bed right now. I feel sleepy already. I'll see you in the next episode. You be good. And yeah, you'll be very, very good. It's going to be fine. Stay safe. Stay well. And this is Victoria. And I'm going to be with you all the way. Okay, I'm leaving. I'm going. Bye.
All right, Ihebuzo. I enjoyed listening to you. All right. I'm thrilled, actually. You know, about your originality. All right. It's so raw, it's so undiluted, it's so unscripted. Like you did not, you know, hide anything. Like you really came open, and you know, I think I could relate with it, you know, that struggle. And I just want to say you should keep doing what you're doing, and you never know how many people, you know, are listening. All right, I really had, you know, an awesome time listening. Okay, so keep it up. Thanks.